Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
2020 was a real I'm going to put it out there bluntly, okay?
BJ.
We're headed into 2021. We all were pretty super excited about that. And not knowing that it's not going to go away, what we currently were in, but at least hopefully we're turning a corner. It's been worse.
Yeah.
2021 has been worse.
Jamie.
I feel like I need a couple of days off.
Yeah. I hear you.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. And anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
Five fifty-two. It is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Good morning, everybody, and welcome back from a three-day weekend. Hello, and welcome to a Tuesday. 23 degrees right now. A little bit of snow last night. Not very much. Did you get snow, Carson?
Yeah, just a tracing.
Yeah.
Light dusting.
Yeah, me too. Spadale, what about you?
It snowed yesterday?
Last night.
Really?
Yeah.
Just the dusting, just a little bit.
I had no idea.
I think if you were south of town, maybe west of town, you got a little bit, but other than that, I don't think anybody got
anything. Yeah, closer to downtown, nothing.
I'm laughing because, oh, by the way, this is KALC Radio, Denver, Colorado, Alice 105.9, also heard on the radio.com app all over America, radio.com, it's a free app for your phone. I'm reading the Textnado this morning at 51059. You've already started. It says, hey, BJ, it looks like you may have two right when it comes to the death pool. Screech isn't doing so well. Maybe you should make it a bit more interesting by putting your celebrities in order. Well, that's tough to do. I feel bad enough about the death pool already. I've already hit two out of three.
There's a lot of factors that go into that.
What was the death pool? Mine was, let's see here, Betty White.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Queen Victoria.
Siegfried.
And Queen Victoria.
And Queen Victoria.
And Queen
Victoria. No, Queen Elizabeth.
Why do I say Victoria?
Because of The Bachelor.
Yeah.
That's why.
Queen Victoria, you threw me off. I don't think I had Screech. I think you're giving me too much credit with my death pool. I think maybe somebody else. I might have mentioned that Screech wasn't doing so well that I might throw him in the death pool. But I don't think I officially did. But thank you so much. It's almost a compliment this morning.
It's a gimme. A gimme.
I'm not sure that's a way to start a show this morning, though, with a death pool. You know what I mean? Spadale, I hope you had a great birthday over the weekend. I had no idea it was your birthday.
I told you on Friday.
Yeah, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, we did a break on it.
We did?
Yeah.
Huh? Well, happy birthday, man. I can't remember my own birthday. Are you kidding? What'd you do yesterday?
I just played video games, man. There's nothing to do.
Yeah.
I got invited to go down to Garden Grace with one of my friends, but he's fighting with his girlfriend, and they were like, hey, do you want to get on this reservation? And I was like, I don't want a third wheel that.
Hold on, they wanted you to join them?
He wanted me to.
Yeah.
I don't know if she did.
Well, yeah, there's a theory there. I know exactly what that's all about. Your third wheel schmadil. Yeah, you know, if you're a guy and you're fighting with your girl, you invite another dude to go along, that's just because you don't want to sit there and talk to her.
Yeah.
Right?
You're a buffer. For sure.
Oh, yeah. No, that gives you something to do and you can, you know, kind of divert what's going on down there.
Yeah, I passed up on that.
No, you should have gone, man. That's good content for the show.
Recorded the entire conversation.
Oh, yeah, we could have used that. What is it? Jamie always tells us, make sure you take your phone and put it on Facebook, man.
Take
live
notes.
Stream that crap. That's big time stuff there. So you didn't go. No. Garden Grace is a great restaurant. Was he going to pay for it?
No, he knows that I have that gift card that the company gave us.
Oh, yeah. There it is.
Dude, what kind of friends do you have?
First, he was going to have you chip in and pay for it.
Probably.
First of all, he wants you to go so that you can be the buffer between he and his girlfriend and their fight. Second of all, he wants you to go because you've got $100 in a gift card.
He's just a schmuck, I guess.
Yes, I mean,
you got to respect the way he thinks.
Good. I'm glad you turned the schmuck down. I didn't realize he wanted to use your gift card. I thought because it was your birthday, the least this guy could do was buy your dinner for you.
No, he just felt bad that I was sitting at home alone.
Plus, it's Guardy Grace. I mean, it's like that dinner would probably set him back a good $75, $80 for you.
Oh, at least $100. Yeah.
Because you're going to go down there. You're going to have a big fat steak.
Yeah,
right?
I'm going to want a couple drinks.
You're going to, a couple of drinks with all the sides.
Yeah.
And before you know it, your tab's at $100.
Easy.
I mean, it's a great restaurant, don't get me wrong, but it's a little pricey.
Well, you get what you pay for, but it is expensive. Yeah.
There's no way he's going to pay for that. In fact, he's going to take, the $80 that you would owe, so that comes off your card, and he gets 20 to pad his dinner.
Yeah.
For he and his girl, right?
Cover some of the tip.
Yeah, that was a good move, turning that one down.
Yeah.
Friends like that, who needs friends, right? Yeah. All right, we'll take a quick break here. What's the word with Jamie?
She's going to be late.
Yeah.
Yeah, she just texted me that she just found her key card.
She's going to be late, huh?
Yeah, she just found her key card.
The key card to the building?
Yes.
What stopped her before? She hasn't had the key card since the New Year's Eve.
I have no idea.
I mean, what made today any different?
She found it, though. She's got it.
Well, good for her. I'm happy. We've had 3 days off to find that key card. What are you talking about? Just found it this morning?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Well, all's good then.
Like
all's
5 minutes.
Right? All right. Nobody's complaining. I'm just making conversation here. That's all. All right. We'll take a quick break here. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. I don't think there's any problems with the roads or anything this morning, right? I did see a post. Somebody said something about I-70 and where it connects to E-470, maybe some patches of ice or something.
Really?
Really? Yeah, really? I don't know. I don't know if that's true or not. Well, slow down. Take it easy. All right?
Just be safe out there.
Yeah, just be safe out there. We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. It is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Good morning, Jamie White. How are you?
It was my car key.
Your car key.
It wasn't the key to the office.
Oh. Makes more sense now.
Yeah.
Spadil, you had it wrong.
It was. I mean, I guess key could be any kind of key because I've been known for the other key. But it was actually my car key.
Yeah, but you can't go anywhere without your car key.
No, you sure can't. Man.
Where'd you find it?
You
because
know,
you got here.
Hold on.
All right.
It's not nothing you're doing. Ah! Oh, they're broken.
Oh, no.
Jesus. Son of a biscuit.
Your headphones?
Yes!
Oh, boy. Oh.
Okay, hold on. If I don't move. There.
Yeah, just sit tight.
Yeah, just don't move. They're perfect now. I just can't move. No, it was on the way out to the steps, to the garage, which is so stupid. I don't know.
And so it was on the steps going into the garage.
Yeah, and I haven't gone anywhere for 2 days, so it's bad.
Well, that's why, yeah.
Yeah, I don't even know.
You don't have a surprise like a little two-year-old in your house, do you?
No, I don't, but...
Because that happens,
that
too.
That does happen, right?
Yeah. They grab your stuff and they start hiding it on you.
And then I'll tell you about the whole... I cleaned out my entire house. It was just a whole thing, and then I'll give you a little girl perspective because you guys are boys, but in a minute. So I went outside because my cars are outside. Freaking snow all over my car.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no. But then it was glorious, BJ, because I turned on the windshield wipers and it was powder.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I did the same thing.
So light.
I was like, oh, so light and fluffy.
It all clears up.
Yes. It was just a beautiful
thing. I even threw a little fluid on there just to make it even better. Yeah.
And then I saw two snow plows out by my house. Like, why are there snow plows now when there's like no snow? And you don't see them when there's a blizzard.
Yeah, it's a little confusing.
It really is.
Yeah.
It's crazy. But it is slick that way and out by the tunnel. You know where I live in the tunnel.
Yeah. There's a couple of places where I guess there's some ice on the road. That should clear up very quickly this morning, though.
Yeah, so
traffic gets going.
I did a real girl thing over the weekend.
What'd you do?
And you guys can't relate because I'm sitting here talking to three guys. I went through all my cosmetics and lotions and potions.
You did?
Holy hell. Do you know I have self tanner from 2011?
Oh. Now, is it still good if it's from 2011?
I don't think so. It said it expires in 2011.
I'm pretty sure it'll turn you green.
Yeah, I went ahead and threw that out. So I just, you know, like, I don't know why girls are hoarders with this crap, but we are.
Yeah.
It's the weirdest thing.
Well, I think part of it is because it's so damn expensive.
Maybe so.
I think you buy the stuff and you use it a couple of times and you've still got a half a tube left.
Yeah.
But you paid $28 for that tube. So it's like, I can't even imagine throwing it away.
And then we have like all these, and again, you won't relate, but we have all these lipsticks and lip glosses. Like, it's free with purchase, you know, with all the, you get a gift with purchase and you're like, someday I'll use orange. So I threw it all out and some of it was really hard. Like, really the TV show Hoarders Buried Alive.
Right.
Because I'm like, maybe I will use this lip gloss. It's hideous and it's maroon and it's dark. Maybe I will use it someday. And, or, you know, like sparkly crap. I don't know. I just got rid of it.
I know how it feels. I have the same problem when it comes to food.
Yeah.
I can't throw it away even though it's expired. You know what I mean?
Right?
And there's no like second market for that stuff.
No.
And you would think that there could be, but I guess not because of the germs used. And you know, you can't reuse somebody else's lipstick, I guess.
Yeah, no.
But there's really no way to gift it off and donate it or do anything with it. You just gotta toss it, right?
Yeah, I have retinol from like 2008. I don't know
back
why
when it was big.
Yeah, like I don't know why how I even got half this crap. Yeah. Like where did this come from? So I just threw. Oh, it was so cleansing.
Was it?
Oh my god!
Now, how much would you say? Did you have
thousands.
A full? Did you have a full like one of those big black industrial trash bags?
Yeah.
Do you have one of those like full?
It was full.
Wow!
And like all your shower gels and all that crap. I mean, you guys have wives, so you know what I'm talking about. She just like fills up the whole shower.
Oh, it's everywhere.
With crap.
It's literally everywhere in the bathroom.
You go through every single drawer in our house, and that stuff is there.
Yeah.
Every drawer.
I almost took a picture because I have 28 conditioners.
Oh my god.
Because every time I go to the store, I'm like, I probably need a conditioner. And so I get conditioner.
Yeah, you're quite conditioned.
I know. You are. Like, why do I have all this conditioner? And it's just shoved underneath the sink. And so I'm like, what is that? That one smells good.
You know those contests sometimes you see like on a counter at a store where you guess the jelly beans?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
All right. If you had to put a price on that bag of cosmetics you were throwing out yesterday, what price would you put on it?
I couldn't even tell you. I couldn't.
Isn't that a great question?
Yeah, because some of it was gift with purchase, and so some of it's like the Lancome purchase pack. So that would have been like, you know, $120 just for that little thing.
I would say, I'll take an educated guess. I would say, and I know nothing about cosmetics, obviously. I'll bet you it's a couple grand.
Yeah, because, you know, well, you don't know this either. There's a prescription eyelash serum that you put on your eyelashes to make them grow longer.
Yeah.
Well, I never even opened up the packages, and they were from 2009, so they're expired, and they're prescription.
Yeah,
those are expensive.
So expensive, and I never even opened them.
Wow.
You're supposed to use a little, like a little thing every day, whatever.
Yeah it's Latisse, right?
Yeah. Have
Latisse.
You...
Oh my god, how do you know Latisse? My wife was into it for a while. Okay?
Oh my god, how does he know Latisse?
You know what, that's scary because just before the microphones came on, you were in a conversation with Schmidl about The Bachelor. Now you know Latisse.
He does know Latisse, how does he know that? Look at my shocking look.
Something wrong. Everything that you threw away yesterday, Jamie, that was brand new.
I couldn't even remember the freaking name, and he did, and his eyelashes are long.
You know what? At some point, I got to stop.
Look at his eyelashes. I want you to look at his eyelashes.
Yeah,
are they long?
You should have brought it to Carson. If you'd done this, you could have brought it.
Yeah, I just ran out of some.
Oh my
you could have brought all your stuff to Carson, right?
He's racking up. Look at how long his eyelashes are. Wow, it does work. I should have used it.
All right, we have to take a quick break. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Big Powerball drawing, a big Mega Millions drawing. drawing. All those drawings coming down in the next couple of days. Mega Millions is tonight. We'll talk about it next.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ Jamie Morning Show here on this Tuesday morning after a three-day weekend, Martin Luther King Day. Hope you had a great weekend. Going to be nice today, near 50 degrees, near 60 tomorrow. But I guess those severe winds are back tomorrow.
Oh, they are again?
The ones that never materialized.
That never happened?
Yeah, last week.
All right, cool.
So they're back again. Big drawing tonight, Mega Millions. I'm a little confused, though, Spadil. Your list here says $850 million tonight. Their website says $750. So I guess with $100 million, this much money, it really doesn't make a difference, right?
Yeah, yeah, Mega Millions is $850.
Whoa. Yeah, because it rolled over, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And so that drawing is... Gosh, I keep forgetting it's Tuesday. So that drawing is tonight for Mega Millions for $850 million. Woo. Just cost you $2.
If you look at their website, they're $100 million off.
Huh.
Really? Because I'm looking at Colorado Lottery's website and Mega Millions, $850. They've got it right.
Here, $750.
Ow.
Yeah. And it doesn't refresh for some reason. But nevertheless, it's a lot of money.
Oh,
of money.
Yours isn't refresh, but Schmidl's is, and his says $850.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm trying to refresh it. Doesn't work.
Oh, yeah. It's your computer because their website is right.
All right. So a lot of money on tap for tonight and for tomorrow night, too. So good luck to you. I didn't buy tickets on Saturday. I was so happy nobody won.
Oh, yeah. You got lucky.
Yeah, right? Yeah. And then Powerball is $730 million. Again, all these are just $2. If you just spend $2, you could win $850 million.
Ooh, man.
That's crazy, isn't it?
All right, we have a piece of audio here that Jamie wanted us to play this morning from a Friday.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You are a super spreader.
When we do
definition
on Fridays, Jamie and I, we do all the American financing commercials for the week.
Right.
So we do a little voiceover session here in the studio.
Right after the show.
Yeah, and on Friday, I fell into a sneezing fit. And
he
was
a super spreader, you guys. He literally, like, he didn't even cover his face or nose or anything.
Well, it hit me so quickly, I couldn't.
Oh, my God.
I had something in my hand, and I couldn't get to it fast enough.
And so I was like, Schmidl, just save this so people know what I have to go through.
All right. This is us cutting. We've got copy here for American Financing. We're doing a commercial. That's when the COVID hit me. I mean, it just knocked me out.
695-7000. That's 303.
Sorry.
What the hell was that?
Sorry.
I need the outtake of that for Monday.
Ooh, man.
My God. What is going on? Do you hear my sympathy?
What the hell is going on there?
I mean, he was just like...
That entire keyboard over there was soaked.
Yeah. So drenched. Nasty.
Well, you guys, and that's very common around 9 o'clock in the morning, anywhere from 9 to 10 o'clock, because we have air vents in here, folks, that they have not been cleaned since I've been at this radio station, and that's been 17 years. And you literally can see, look how dirty this is.
I've taken pictures of it before, and people are grossed out.
About 9 o'clock, for some reason, our ventilation system, the fans kick on. And when they do, all these mold spores and everything else goes flying throughout the room. And I blame the radio station.
Well, we have complained about it quite a lot. Even Slacker and Steven brought it up because it's so nasty. Nobody really cares.
When the heat turns on, it literally sounds like something's burning.
I mean, and I've posted the pictures and people are like, that's an OSHA violation.
Right.
And I'm like, nobody really seems to care.
Yeah. You guys have been wearing masks for a year. We've been wearing them for 6 years now.
Well, I mean, like, look at the ceiling. It's black. I'll take another picture and put it on Facebook so you can understand. But the ceiling is black all the way around the vent thing, and we're breathing that.
Yes. And somebody, here's how bad it's gotten, though, because, and I got a feeling this is Slacker, because it looks like a Slacker move, but somebody has taken these paper towel hand wipes, and they've stuffed them in the edges of the vent system to try to prevent it from blowing in this direction where I'm sitting. So somebody has crawled up there and said, I've got to plug this sucker up. And I don't even know if that's, health code.
Yeah, well, and it's black, too, so... Whatever.
So for the condition I have, I blame the radio station.
Well, yeah, I agree with you. You know what, though? We can use this later as evidence.
Oh, yeah. We're going to be in one of those commercials.
This whole thing, yeah.
Oh, yeah. This is Exhibit A.
We have, like, mesothelioma or something. What did we have?
Mesothelioma or something like that?
Yeah,
I
feel like we're breathing in mesothelioma or vaginal mesh. I'm not sure.
That's what caused the situation on Friday.
695-7000. That's 303.
Sorry.
What the hell was that?
Yeah, there you go.
Oh my God. I mean, just everywhere. Lord.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
51059 is our text number. I have a little survey.
Okay.
We know that the president is going to pardon like 120 people or whatever, right? Even Lil Wayne is going to get a pardon, I guess. Lil Wayne was put behind bars because I guess he was flying on a private jet with a handgun and ammunition and cocaine and Oxycontin and ecstasy. And they were like, you can't do that. And so they locked him up. Well, the president's going to pardon him. Now, here's my question for all of you. Do you think Joe Exotic should be pardoned? Yes or no?
I don't think he will be.
No, that's
should
not the
be?
Question. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know enough about it.
You do?
I didn't watch the series.
Yeah.
So it's hard for me to determine that. I don't know. I say let him out.
I do too.
I let him out.
Really? I say let
I think
him out
the Tigers
too.
Need him.
I'm going to go no.
Why no?
Because he's going to try and open up another zoo. He doesn't need to be around animals. He treated them pretty badly.
Well, he was a little... and few people lost their arms.
Yeah, but. I mean, there were some health scares there.
Yeah, but other than that, I don't know. I think, listen, how do you get that famous and you're behind bars? Yeah. You know, that sucks.
Yeah, and look at him. I mean, I think he's had a run of luck that's been pretty bad already.
Me too.
You give the guy a break here,
I do, too. You know? And why does Carol get to go free, and she killed her husband, allegedly, and she was on Dancing with the Stars? That's not fair. If I'm Joe Exotic, I'm like, what?
Yeah.
He could be the next Bachelor. Imagine that.
Yeah.
Get him his own show, baby.
What about you, Chanel? What do you think?
Oh, let him rot.
What?
Yeah.
Dude, he treated those animals horrible. Did you see, like, the part where he lets the monkeys out of the cage and they were in bars for, like, 20 years and then the first thing they do is hug each other? No animals should be subjected to that ever again.
Thank you.
He let them out.
20 years later.
So well, he let him out. All we're asking is to let Joe out.
Oh, my God.
They're planning a party, they say.
So
his peeps.
They're trying to get him out. We'll see what happens with that. I mean, if Lil Wayne can have ecstasy, cocaine, and a loaded gun.
I don't understand that one.
Me either. That one's crazy. Also, President Trump, I feel like he's just doing some crazy stuff. He's like, I'm the president for one last day. Watch me. Like that. He's going to erect, what, like 100 statues? He ordered 100. Where are those going to be built?
I have no idea.
I don't either. Whitney Houston, Elvis Presley, all these people.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know where he's going to put them, but he's asked to have all these. I can't find the article.
Maybe down at his place in Florida.
Maybe
put them on the grounds there, right?
There's 250 statues.
250?
Yeah.
Holy hell. Where do they go?
Aren't these like the heroes of America or something like that?
Yeah. And I think it's just going to be all at one place.
I want a statue.
You're not
if they
hero.
All get a statue, can I get a statue?
Aretha Franklin, Whitney Houston, Ray Charles, Miles Davis, Duke Ellington, Louis Armstrong, Johnny Cash, Nat King Cole, Billie Holiday, Elvis Presley, and Frank Sinatra. I feel like this is going to be an amusement park.
Yeah.
Let's see here. People are saying, no, don't pardon Joe Exotic.
I have a blank.
Whoa, what's that?
Whoa.
What is that?
No, something fired.
That was weird. Let's see here. Somebody said that'd be a Bachelor I'd watch if Joe Exotic was on. No, Carson's right. Lil Wayne shouldn't be pardoned either. Let's see her. Joe Exotic also noted a hitman to kill Carol Baskin, too. Mm. All right. Mostly people aren't agreeing with us, BJ. Yeah.
I say let the guy out.
I do, too.
He's had a run of bad luck lately.
I agree with you.
Come on. Spring him.
I mean, for God's sakes, Carol Baskin was on Dancing with the Stars.
Zach.
I vote no. Carol Baskin's a bitch. That's not what we asked.
That's a good vote, though.
Oh, my God. Some of the tigers from Joe Exotic are actually here in Colorado at the Wild Animal Sanctuary. That's what somebody said.
Yeah, we've got a couple of them.
Do we? Mm-hmm. Anyway, maybe you can come visit them. Hey, tigers. Yeah. Oh, my God. All right, so that's some of the stuff that's going on. By the way, one of my friends, and I have to agree with him, he said, don't you think tomorrow is going to be like Y2K? And it made me crack up because I was like, you know what? I bet it is going to be like Y2K because we all got prepared. I remember some of the notes to the media said, make sure that you tell your listeners to get all their prescription drugs for a month. Also, take out cash that will... for a month of living, all this stuff that they told us to tell you guys was in our paperwork. But this time, I just feel like nothing's going to happen. Nothing.
I agree.
And but the gossip is crazy. But I'm like, I bet it's going to be like Y2K.
Well, the word is that every state capital in America is going to have armed people in it protesting, right? And it could be trouble all across the country, including in Washington, D.C. And you saw where downtown near the Capitol, a lot of those places up on Colfax are boarded up right now,
yeah.
Waiting on the chaos. It's not going to happen. There's not going to be any chaos.
The only thing I saw on Facebook in events was there is going to be a protest at the Capitol tomorrow, but it's to get everybody out of the, where they say the kids are in cages. So that's what they said they're going to protest. And it's on Facebook events is come join us. We want to get all the kids out of cages, blah, blah, blah. We'll be protesting at the Capitol. But it's like a peaceful march.
Yeah.
Well, I think 20,000 troops in Washington, D.C. that are sleeping inside the Capitol, which we talked about last week, they're stacked up on each other trying to get a nap inside the Capitol. It's overkill. It's just unbelievable. This kind of hype when I'm with you, I don't think anything's going to happen.
My friend is so pissed off.
Why?
He has a restaurant, right? And so COVID has been going through COVID.
Yeah.
Well, he just got called because he's in the guard.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he has to leave his restaurant.
You got to drop everything and go. Yes.
You have to go. Yeah. And so he's like, I just went through this whole thing with COVID. So, and then I saw there was a guy that's a teacher with the National Guard. He has his computer set up right in front of the Capitol, and he's teaching his kids.
No way. Yeah. And he's at the Capitol?
And he's at the Capitol, and he's doing online schooling with his kids because you forget all these people have jobs. You know, a lot of them.
That's a crazy teacher moment right there.
Know, right?
And they're sitting in Washington, D.C. with nothing to do.
Right. And so he's teaching his kids.
Literally. They're just sitting here.
Yeah. So anyway, let's see here. Justin Timberlake was on Ellen, and we finally know the name of his new baby boy. Here it is.
Yeah, I'll tell you his name. His name is Phineas, and he's awesome, and he's so cute, and nobody's sleeping. But we're thrilled, you know?
Oh, my God. It just reminds me of Phineas and Ferb. It was my son's favorite cartoon. Mom! Phineas! Anyway, if you saw Phineas and Ferb, it was great.
I feel like Phineas is about 12 years old right now.
I do, too.
It's been a while.
I know. That's why he said nobody's sleeping. And I'm like, wait, isn't that baby past that yet?
I think JT's kid's like 12.
Right? I mean, that's crazy. Hey, Schmidl, what happened with Deion Sanders and his boombox?
It got stolen, and he wants it back.
What do you mean? Like, what does that mean?
He was helping someone practice football, and he had his truck was out in a parking lot. Someone smashed into it and took it, and he wants, I think it's in Atlanta. He wants them to help him find it.
His boombox.
His boombox from the 80s.
All right, here it is.
I have a black Ford F-350, and it was broken into last night. And broke the one out and stole this boombox that one of my dearest friends gave me as a birthday gift. I'm offering a reward to find that boombox. I don't give a darn about the Suburban, about the one that we can always get that replaced, but it's just the principle of it. And I want that back. I love you, Jackson. I appreciate you. Please find my boombox.
I want my boombox. Did you see over the weekend, I posted it, that the Chevy Silverado, I forgot what years, I'll look it up, but the Chevy Silverado is the most stolen vehicle in Colorado.
Wow.
I know, right?
Yeah. Used to be the Ford F-150.
Yeah.
Now they've switched over to Chevy.
Yep. Chevys. I like Chevys. Let's see here. There was one other thing. Oh, yeah. Was The Bachelor on last night?
Sure was.
And how'd that go?
It was amazing.
Yeah. Really? What made it so amazing?
Yeah.
Well, it was funny because on Friday, I think it was, Sarah, one of my favorites going in, she was caught with G-Eazy. There was pictures of her.
I did see that.
With G-Eazy, but that was back in March. So that was way before they started filming this whole thing. Mm-hmm. So I was a little skeptical. That kind of made me change my mind about her. And then last night, she kind of self-imploded and sent herself home.
Sarah did?
Yeah. She was a mess.
Who's the one that we don't like?
Victoria, Queen Victoria.
Was she still on?
Oh, yeah.
Here's some audio. Thanks for that report. It was amazing. Here's some audio.
Oh, my God. Mine is not like any of these people's. These girls are a little too vanilla. The king and queen were celebrating their royal engagement. He kissed her neck and then... and... pulling her hair while she... Her legs quivered as she... And he knew her... were fake, like the girls from his
What
past.
Am I even listening to?
No idea.
I have no idea either.
She pushed him onto his back, so she...
Okay, all right.
It's a good show.
Yeah.
They had to write a love novel excerpt last night.
Oh, and okay. That would have been nice to know beforehand. Yeah. I'm so lost on this thing. Anyway, wasn't that a great audio clip, friends?
It was so good.
It was really good. All right, there you go. Double Dresh.
It is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Tuesday morning. What the heck is up with Von Miller? There's a report out there on TMZ that the guy's under investigation. For what? What do you do? It's next.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Tuesday, right after Martin Luther King holiday, 3-day weekend this past weekend. There's a report this morning on TMZ that Von Miller of the Denver Broncos is under investigation. But they're not really saying how far it's gone, what it is exactly, and everybody's mum about it right now.
Yeah, it's they're saying it's for domestic violence, but that's all we know. Yep. And then I haven't heard any reports about it, and they're not releasing anything.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's going on. It just says Broncos Von Miller under investigation by Colorado police report. That's it.
But we've been sitting here watching a couple of news reports for the past couple of hours. Not one mention.
Mm-mm.
There's not
it's
been one.
It's been pretty quiet.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big deal here in Colorado, right? I mean, it's a pretty big day for the Denver Broncos, and nobody's talking about it, maybe because they don't have any information about it.
Well, and then I was seeing some of the guys, they're turning on him. They do all those different sports TV shows or whatever, and somehow I got on one, and they're saying that he should leave the Broncos, that he should get cut, actually.
I think that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, you've got a new GM coming in. You've got a guy here that he's had injury problems. He's making a ton of money. He's embroiled in a couple of different, very controversial things. Domestic violence, pretty controversial. So, yeah, I think that you could get a lot for him with another team. I think that he's on his way out.
Yeah, so we all loved him, though.
Yeah, we did.
It was a great Bronco.
He was the dude for a while there.
And then I guess the girl, remember, with all that crap that she had put out there, and we didn't cover it because we didn't really know if it was true or not. Well, I guess now she's apologizing, right?
Yeah, was just a couple of weeks ago, right?
Yeah, and now she's apologizing for putting all that stuff out there. He probably went to her and said, you know what? You are ruining my life. And so could you just stop? I don't know if he did, but so she apologized and said, what I didn't get is she said that it wasn't physical.
Yeah, so it says domestic violence. That's what the word is right now. But at the same time, she says that there's nothing physically he's never physically abused her in their relationship.
So it was verbal?
It must be emotionally or something like that.
I don't know. The whole thing is just whacked out. You know what I was excited about? I thought the Browns were going to win.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I totally did. And then
did, too.
They didn't.
I know. I was like, oh, my God. By the way, we're talking about the Chiefs and the Browns. And if you don't know, the Browns have had, like, the worst record ever, forever. And it was just always sad, right? Everybody made fun of them. And then this time, I mean, here's the Super Bowl champions, right? And the Browns, you're like, oh, poor little Brad. But then they were going to win. I was like, oh, my God, that would have been so great. Oh. Yeah,
you would have thought they would have come back and pulled that off.
I know.
Simply because the Kansas City Chiefs lost their quarterback.
Right.
Their starting quarterback, who was an MVP. And you thought the Browns had a chance, really had a chance, but they blew it. They're the Browns.
And so I texted my friend who lives in Kansas City. I go, I bet that filling quarterback guy, I bet he's like, show me the money. And he said, you know what? He makes $1 million a year and just holds a clipboard all the time. He's like, he doesn't need any more money.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah.
That's a good gig, right?
Right?
All right, when we come back, there's audio this morning of a lady that approaches a porch pirate. She's after her, man. She caught her red-handed, and she's getting her.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Jamie, what's the situation going forward with your son in school?
I have no idea.
You don't know?
No.
I know for Denver Public Schools, TPS, they start their transition to in-school learning as of today.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, because they
for
put
high
a vote
school,
out
mean,
there.
Right?
Middle school and high school.
Okay.
It depends on what school you go to because they're going to make the decision based on, you know, individual schools. But they're working their way to 5 days in school.
Oh, all 5 days?
Starting, yeah. Oh, wow. Starting today. But, now, not all schools. You got to vote within your school on which you want to do, but the majority of families voted to get back into the schools, like 60-something percent.
5 days a week. Wow. Yeah. It says, 60% families chose to return to in-person learning. But here's what I think we got, you know, because the emails just fly through with Douglas County Schools. I think we got something that said that they want to try to go back on like the 28th, but it's still going to be hybrid.
Yeah.
I think that's what it said.
Yeah, I think the majority of schools for DPS will be hybrid also. I think you'll have very few, maybe, I don't know the size of various schools, but probably some of the smaller schools that don't have a huge, huge problem might be back in 5 days a week starting very soon.
Well, then I know one of his teachers, she said online on the Zoom or whatever, she said she's not going to come back unless she gets a shot first.
Yeah.
So a lot of teachers are demanding shots, and then they'll come back to school.
I'm confused on this thing. I'm just watching a story here where Governor Polis is telling the hospitals that they need to use the second shot as a first shot.
Yeah.
And go ahead and start giving it because I guess that one is in supply compared to the first shot. You can reverse them?
Yeah, it's same dose.
Really?
Yeah, I guess it's
the same. Well, I didn't know that. Yeah. I thought it was completely something different.
No, I guess it's the same dose, just it's like a booster or whatever, okay. But it's the same dose. Yeah, so he's like, you know, it's just sitting there, and so we need to get that out to more people. And then we're just, basically what he's doing is gambling that we'll get a second dose. You know, for everyone. I mean, it's like a gamble, really.
Yeah, because you use that second dose. You're still waiting on some to come in for the second dose to be given to everyone else.
Exactly. So it's a gamble, but I get what he's doing. I don't disagree with it, I have to say, to get more people their first shots. I get it. And hopefully the second one will come around.
Yeah, I didn't know it was exactly the same makeup, you know, as far as the what the dose includes. But, it makes sense. Go ahead and give it. If you've got it on the shelves, give it.
And then did you see Florida? Like 60% of the first dosers they haven't gotten their second one.
And yeah, 40,000 people.
Yeah, they still need to get their second. And they're like, I'm probably fine after one.
Where's my second shot?
Yeah, they're like, they're not coming back.
Hey.
They're like urging them. Like, it's imperative you come back for the second shot. And they're I'm pretty good.
I thought they were out.
No.
So they didn't have the second shot. They're
just
not showing back up again.
Yeah, they're just worried about the side effects because they're hearing about the side effects that are much worse than the second shot.
That would be me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You get one.
Because
I'm
such a procrastinator on everything. You know, I start something and never finish it. That would be me.
Well,
I'd get my first shot.
It's a lot of people. I mean, people do it with antibiotics all the time. It's so, so dangerous. But, you know, you have an ear infection or whatever. They give you amoxicillin. You start taking three of them and you're like, I feel great. And then you just put them on the shelf.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to take the whole thing, you know. But everybody's like, I feel fine. I have expired amoxicillin.
This audio is a porch pirate that gets busted on the front porch. It's in Lincoln Park. Here in Denver. And I guess one of the things, bad news for porch pirates is that a lot of people are working at home. So during the day, you're expecting a lot of people to be gone. So you see a package up there on the porch and you want to go snag it. Well, a lot of people are at home and they have cameras. And so, therefore, making it very difficult for the porch pirates. And I hate that.
I know, it's just
you
so
know
sad.
What I mean? I mean, porch pirates that can't get a break.
Right. I mean, God, if they stole my boxes, they would just be so bummed.
No.
They'd just be like... Really? She ordered batteries? My God.
I feel like that 80% of the package is being stolen. The thief is very disappointed with the haul.
Yeah. Really? She got turmeric?
Double-sided tape?
All right, here we go. I guess there's a confrontation on the front porch because this person is at home when the porch pirate attacks.
In the Lincoln Park neighborhood, one teacher recently learned about a perk for working from home.
My dog and I always look when the gate gets unlocked. We're always like, who's there?
That quick instinct helped the other day when a porch pirate paid a visit to Stephanie Hall's home. Surveillance capturing it all unfold in 15 seconds.
Hey!
5 foot nothing. Hall went right up to this thief, taking back what was her boyfriend's work delivery.
I just didn't even think about it, and I just ran after him. I was like, bro, that's mine. I'm not scared, especially because I live on 8th, and it's a main street, and I know if anything ever happens, like, I can just yell for help, and people will see me.
Hall was able to get an up-close look at the pirate at her place, so she can warn others.
Just had really, like, thick black seeing glasses. The dude was, like, 6 foot, and he was just, like... You just had the audacity.
So she what? Yeah, I didn't see the video. Did she yank it right out of his hands?
Yeah.
She did?
She ran after him, yeah.
He goes, there's a little gate there that blocks the yard like most neighborhoods.
Right.
When you
like
live
a picket
in town.
Fence.
Yeah, yeah, a little picket fence. And the porch pirate comes in about to steal the package. Then, boom, here she comes. Give me that back. And then the porch pirate just bails. He takes off.
Sorry. Oh, my God. Sorry. Yeah.
I don't know if I'd do that because I'm with you, Jamie. I know what's in that package, okay? Yeah. It ain't worth it.
Yeah.
It's not worth it. I might call the cops, call, you know, maybe get somebody involved with it. I don't know if I'd get in the confrontation in the front yard,
well,
though.
That'd be a little iffy for me as well. I mean, even though you and I have guns, I don't want to get that involved in it.
Take my
turmeric.
And again, that's because we know what's in the package. It's not worth the crap.
And you're right. I have bought double-sided stick tape on Amazon. You know,
I just did it the other day.
And you got to figure that a porch pirate gets to their car, they open the box when they steal something from like your front porch, and they go, no! Can't believe I got this.
I know, like, she sucks.
I'll never come back here. This is a crappy house.
It's so true.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
I think that one of my friends last night might have been having cocktails.
Why do you say that?
Well, she wrote me all this stuff about this new show.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called Bling Empire on Netflix. Have you guys heard of it?
I just saw an article on it.
You did?
Maybe 30, 40 minutes ago.
Yeah, I guess that she's addicted to it. Again, it's called Bling Empire on Netflix. I haven't seen it, but I guess it's a reality show about the Asian culture in Los Angeles that is super duper rich, right?
Yeah.
It says Bling Empire makes the Real Housewives look poor.
Yeah.
So this is what she wrote me last night. For the record, I am Kevin's mom. Kim was way off base throwing a penis pump into the yard. I wonder if Kevin would ever have a place here if he was not a model. Christina is way over her head when she thinks she can compete with Anna. I respect Christina for being such a strong woman. And I wrote, what are you talking about? And she said, I also adore Kane. What a sweet dude. And I go, oh, okay. And then she says, and I'd be friends with Anna Shea, given the opportunity, but would not allow her to buy me Dior. I thought that was a little weird. And I wrote, you realize I have no idea what you're talking about. It must be so good for her to write me all this stuff, right? Like, I haven't seen that. I've never even heard of it.
This morning is the first I've heard of it.
Yeah, well, last night was the first I've heard of it. And again, it's called Bling Empire. Oh, it looks like Schmidl's a huge fan of that show.
Hey, Schmidl, when did this show start?
I don't know when it started, but it's supposed to just be like crazy rich Asians of reality TV.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, for them to say it makes the Real Housewives look poor, they must have some real money.
Yeah.
They're getting onto a jet on this picture that I'm looking at. It's like a private jet. Looks really nice. They're wearing Coco Chanel stuff that looks really expensive. It looks really decadent.
You don't have to add the Coco.
Isn't that what it is?
But we just say Chanel now.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Okay.
I love Coco.
My favorite. On a nice cold night.
Chocolate milk every night. Frog calls it bunny mix.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
Somebody said, yes, I absolutely love that show. All right, I'm going to have to watch it. I mean,
I don't think it's been around that long. Yeah. I think maybe only a couple of episodes
have aired.
I think
it just started, yeah. Because I saw a promo the other night, and I was like, ooh, that kind of looks weird.
Oh, wow, the one girl is worth $3.9 billion.
What?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Well, yep, that does make The Real Housewives of
the
four.
It looks like it came out on the 15th.
It what?
It came out on the 15th.
Oh, so it is brand new.
Yeah.
That even makes the Kardashians look broke.
Yeah, it should. $3.9
billion.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, it says Variety Magazine gives it 2 thumbs up. It's amazing. Oh, I'm excited now.
Yeah, so it aired Friday night.
Yeah.
First time.
I'm excited. All right, so Bling Empire on Netflix. Speaking of Real Housewives, remember that evil, evil Erica Jane that we had on our show because I wanted to have her on?
Yeah.
She was Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, and I'm like, I'm so excited to have her on. Oh, my God. And she married a guy that was 33 years older than her,
mm-hmm.
Tom. And Tom, by the way, he won. Aaron Brockovich, the movie, is based on his law firm. He beat the power and oil industry in that huge case and won, you know, like $300 million or something like that. And then he gets a cut of it. Well, anyway, Tom was worth $500 million when he married Erica Jane. Okay. And they didn't have a prenup. Tom is now broke. The law firm has crumbled. They have seized all his accounts. There's no money left. They say he has short-term memory loss. He's 81 years old. She blew through all that money.
Wow.
She blew through it all. And so she's now on Schitt's Creek.
Yeah.
She should be the new star, right? I mean, what is she going to do? She has a book deal, and she was on Broadway for a hot minute. But literally, this woman... Erica Jane from Real Housewives of Orange County blew through this 33 years older guy who had $500 million. She blew through it all.
I would guess, and this is simply a guess on my part, okay? She's got some stash.
I do too.
She's got it stashed away. She's not an idiot when it comes to this. She knew exactly what she was doing. He's 81 years old. Short-term memory loss, that gives you somewhat of an out. Because you can say, well, I told him that I was moving this money to the Cayman Islands, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
If you've got $500 million, you can't blow through it. She can't even blow through it, okay? That money, not maybe the bulk of it, but there's enough money for her to live on stashed somewhere. I guarantee.
Well, and you know, like her book deal, like her money that she earned from Real Housewives and her book deal and being on Broadway, you know that was just her money.
Yeah.
Right? He had to pay all the bills, and then that's her money.
Yeah, that was like her play money.
What? Yeah.
He's dead broke.
No, there was no play. No, her play money was his.
It was his money.
Yeah,
she stashed all hers
Hers
away.
Is invested, or it's hidden somewhere in one of the islands, right? But on his side of it, I believe he's broke. I believe she's taking him from every dime that he's got. Not only that, but his legal situation that he's in, it's all gotten to him and taken all of his money. But I think she's got probably, I'd say... $25 to $30 million stashed away.
I agree with you.
Somewhere.
I do too. And she was secretly just embezzling it and taking it away from him.
Yep.
And, you know, maybe she, like, because he has all this fine art in the house. You know, she took a picture or two and put it in a storage unit.
It's in the trunk of the car.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So she said that she spends $40,000 a month just on hair and makeup.
Oh.
A month.
Well, it's not working. I'm telling you, girl.
I completely agree.
Yeah, you might want to change maybe a new salon.
Yeah, $40,000 a month on hair and makeup. I mean, come on. I just kind of feel like the way she was, that it's karma. You know what I mean? Like, she was just so rude to us and everything. Yeah. I'm like, I kind of want to write her and go, ah, ha, ha, you're poor.
I think the question was, I asked her how often he tries on her underwear. That's all I said. And she got all upset.
I know.
I thought it was a legit question. I had it written down and everything.
Well, and she's like, I'm so sick of talking about the fact that my husband's 33 years older than me. Okay. We know why you married him. First of all, he's 33 years older than you and shorter than you. It wasn't because he had $500 million. Duh. Yeah.
We could easily change the questions over to the money.
Yeah, exactly.
If you want to go that route.
Oh, God, it's so crazy. All right, anyway, let's see here. Ice-T is giving a health update on Dr. Dre. Here it is, number three.
Well, hang on one second.
Sure.
You got to find it. Number three?
Yes.
All right, here it is.
He's home, back at it. You know, Dre is very low-key. You don't see him on social media. But, you know, when I got the news, it shook me to my core, because when you hear someone has a brain aneurysm, you think they might have passed away. So I was shook. Fortunately, he's okay. He came out. He's strong. And he's in the studio where he's the most happy. He's doing well.
Man, that must make you free. I'm sure, like, any little weird twinge, you're like, is that it? Am I having another one?
They have doctors on him right now, 24/7.
Oh, they
even
do?
A couple living with him to monitor.
Oh, my God. That'd be, oof. Yeah, that's not good. Anyway, that is one thing, you know, Ice-T brings up a great point. That's one thing I really respect about Dr. Dre that I love, is that he's not, you know, if this guy is worth, what, $1 billion?
Yep.
He's not flashy. He's, I mean, the only scandal we've seen is this, you know, marriage, and that's because of his ex-wife is doing it. But he just stays out of the whole drama.
Yeah, he seems to.
And he's not a big old, you know, all the chains and the dollar sign with diamonds in it, you know, all that crap. He's like, he's well-dressed and all that stuff.
I think he just got out of the hospital on Sunday.
Was it?
I think it was Sunday afternoon that he got out.
Yeah, he was released.
He was there for quite a while.
Yeah, he was. It was scary, but hopefully he's going to be okay. Let's see here. Pam Anderson was on a UK show, and she says that basically that, well, here's what, I'll just tell you what she said. Let me find the piece of paper. Pam Anderson. She says that men who eat meat are impotent.
Yep.
She was talking about being vegan. She said a healthy body is a sexy body, and eating meat isn't healthy. It's been linked to heart disease, diabetes, strokes, and obesity, and a major cause of erectile dysfunction. This is Pierce Morgan was with her, and he eats meat, and he was very offended. Here it is.
You were making this very bold assertion that vegans are better lovers, that having a vegan diet is better for your sex life and sexual performance.
Well, it is. It is. I mean, like it says right here, the cholesterol hardens your arteries, but not much else.
She eats meat. I saw the video.
She does? Oh!
Wow.
What the hell was that?
Just saying.
Holy crap. Let's see here. What else was I going to tell you about? Hold on. There was something. It was important. Crap! Why can't I find it? It doesn't matter. Anyway, President Trump, he is going to have 250 statues erected. he's pardoning a bunch of people. Joe Exotic is not on the list, but he's sure hoping he would be.
Yeah.
He really wants to get out.
He's throwing a party. His people are throwing a get-out-of-prison party.
Yeah.
For when he gets... Yeah. What if you plan... What if it's like Hillary Clinton? Remember the big party she had with fireworks and all that?
Oh, my God.
To win the election?
It was massive.
And then it all fizzled out. What if Joe Exotic's got the same thing going? All of his people, they got the streamers. They've hired donkeys, all kinds of stuff, you know?
Donkeys.
I don't know what you hire for a prison party.
Well, we can't get tigers anymore,
yes,
so you gotta get something
else. Donkeys.
I'm sorry, I haven't been to hire a donkey in a long time.
I'm just saying that you've got this big party planned, and he leaves office and no pardon. Oh, man.
That's what's going to happen.
What are you going to do with the donkeys?
Will you go to hireadonkey.com? Oh, okay.
I feel like that's going to be a weird website.
All right, there you go. Double trash.
It is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Don't forget a big old drawing tonight. It's called the Mega Millions. And man, is it worth billions or what?
Oh, my God. $850 million.
Did you get that? $850 million up for grabs tonight with a mega. And then the Powerball tomorrow's what, 7 something?
730, yeah.
Yep, 730.
Woo-hoo. Man, oh man, get your tickets.
BJ and Jamie.
The NFL on Fox. Who do you think's going to win?
The Chiefs and
Tampa
Bay?
Here's the four teams.
And Buffalo.
Here's the four teams.
Okay? Like, what?
Tampa Bay
is
playing Green Bay this weekend in Green Bay.
Tampa.
Then Buffalo is playing the Kansas City Chiefs, in Kansas City.
So I hate to do this because I know that our friend Mary, she's a huge Packer fan. There's so many Packer fans here.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Yeah. So I hate to do that to them.
All right. Who's going to the Super Bowl?
The Chiefs and the Buccaneers.
All right. Chiefs, Buccaneers for you. Who's going to the Super Bowl, Spadil?
I'm going to go. So with the AFC side, the Bills and the Chiefs, if the Chiefs don't have Mahomes for this game, it's going to be the Bills. There's no way the Bills
easily, or
the Chiefs can beat the Bills without Mahomes.
He just has a concussion, right?
Yeah, but they have this really strict protocol where they might not let him play this weekend.
He's going to play.
Yeah, there's no way.
He's
going to
play.
They're
not going to sit him out. He's going to play.
If Mahomes plays, it's going to be the Chiefs.
Chiefs and?
Yeah. The Packers.
Chiefs and Packers.
Oh, okay.
Carson.
I'm going Tampa Bay and the Bills.
Okay, I'm going to
go Green Bay.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Green Bay and the Chiefs. And I think Green Bay wins it all.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
wow. I think Aaron Rodgers wins it all.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Is he still dating that race car driver?
No, they broke up, I guess.
Oh, man. She went too fast.
Yeah, I guess so. She lived life in the fast lane, right? Yeah. I got to play something for you. And you tell me.
Hang on one second. If when you
see this come on TV, if you do the dance.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah. Hang on just a second. I got plenty of time.
We're just hanging out.
Yeah.
Hello.
It was a lot of audio. Yeah.
Hey, Shmadil, while he's doing that, will you look up? There's an article that Facebook and Twitter are reading our private messages.
Oh no!
What the? Will you look that up? Go ahead. Sorry.
You mean the DMs?
Yeah, all of them. I guess. I don't know. I don't know.
Assume they would.
You did.
Bunch of schmucks.
I know.
All right, here we go. All right, when you hear this come on TV, especially over the weekend, Frog and I are doing the dance. I just want to know if everybody else is doing it, all right? Here we go.
I have a vegetable in my hand, and I'm totally doing that.
Yeah.
I have carrots in my hand.
I've got broccoli.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but it's our new dance.
Yeah.
That's a great campaign.
For the King Supers, right? Yep. Supers.
Yeah.
Supers.
Yeah, that's their new campaign.
Yeah. Everybody does it.
I think so.
It's really fantastic.
I think it's catching on, don't you?
BJ and Jamie.
I was just thinking, I wonder what it's like your last day you're moving out of the White House. Have you ever left a house, though? You sold a house and the goodbye was... like really
it was
sad.
Kind of sad, yeah. I the house in Marina Del Rey. I love that house, and I said goodbye to it. And when I shut the door, I was like, "Goodbye, house. You were a great house." But it was my first purchase of a house ever,
and it's very sentimental to you. There's a lot of memories inside that house.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then you go to the White House. You're there for 4 years, and today is your last day with Donald Trump and Melania moving out. You saw over the weekend all those big, giant 18-wheelers that were parked outside of the White House. Load her up. They were getting all the stuff out of the White House that belongs to the Trumps, and I guess some stuff that didn't.
And you know how we made that joke, like if we were leaving, because we're all, you know, low-life scum suckers, that if we were leaving, we'd take like the Lincoln, bust and all that.
Yeah.
Did you see the picture of somebody carrying out a Lincoln bust and the guard's eyes? The guard was like, because TMZ covered it. And they show the guard's eyes in slow motion. And he's like, what the hell are you doing?
Is this supposed to happen?
Yeah.
Here's what I think's going on there, Jamie. I think there's a warehouse somewhere in Washington, D.C., that there's probably 10,000 Lincoln busts. And every president comes in, takes that stuff out of there, and they just replace it with another one. Okay? I think that's what you do. I think the paintings and everything, you have duplicates. You have others that are in a warehouse somewhere, so that if a president comes in and takes that stuff, you just replace it back.
Yeah, I don't know. Because, you know, we talked about this too. Hillary got busted stealing like $200,000 worth of stuff from there. Yeah. Well, you know Trump's so angry, he's taking weird stuff.
Yeah.
He's taking pillowcases.
Right.
He's taking salt and pepper shakers.
With the presidential logo on it.
I think I would.
I would too. I mean, I, you know how much stuff I take from hotels. Yeah. You know, I'm like the queen of hotel stuff. When I get room service, they have such little cute things like that hold the butter and have like your syrup and that little cute hold.
The mini Heinz ketchup bottles, those are money.
That ketchup is unbelievable. So and the mustard.
Yeah.
But like the syrup comes in a little cute white thing. Yeah. And so I have that at home. I have the weirdest stuff. I keep all that stuff. Right. And like if they like bring you little flakes of powder or, you know, that spicy stuff, I keep that little dish too. I have weird stuff.
Yeah. It's just... Well, you even have that little flag that you raise over at the... what's the Mexican restaurant?
The
Casa Bonita?
Yeah, so the drink flag that you pull the string? I put it in my purse. It's awesome.
She stole it.
I did.
She took the drink flag.
You know what else I took that's awesome is it's at some of the Mexican restaurants, they use bottles of Corona for salt and pepper, and they have those blue tops that keep the shaker. I took both those blue tops.
Uh-oh.
And so somebody...
Oh, well.
Somebody, make your own.
I know, right?
I think when you come up with that really, you know, cute and clever type things that you put on on the table at a restaurant, I think you just expect you get backups because you know people are going to take them, right?
You really think people are going to take the tops of Corona bottles for salt and pepper?
I think maybe. I don't know.
Really dirty. That one I felt dirty about. I'm not going to lie. And then I actually took the... This sounds like I'm a klepto. So, you know, the thing that holds the sugar and sweet and low, the actual holder.
Yeah, the little divider.
Yeah, the holder thing. Put that whole thing in my purse. Well, because people like sweetener and sugar, and so now I have a little.
You just want it on your on your counter?
It's just no, it's in the a cabinet, but it still looks cool when I'm like, oh, do you want sweet and low or sugar? I have this little beautiful thing.
Great for a party.
I know, right?
Now, you got to figure that leaving the White House, there's a lot of goodies in there. Really good stuff. You know, you go room to room, man, oh man, oh man. You could fill up a tractor trailer fast.
You know, now this is going to get in me a lot of crap, and I feel bad, and I'm sorry. But I kind of feel bad for Melania.
What's that?
Well, because yesterday she did her goodbye speech for the White House.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. They tore her to bits and pieces on Twitter.
Now, what exactly did she say? I saw where she had cut a video. I didn't see the video, but she cut a video basically saying something like violence is never the right answer or something.
She was
like,
just saying that this was her greatest moment of her life, serving the people and all that stuff. And it was, you know, I didn't really watch it. I just read. Oh, my God. You people are just brutal. If she read that, she had to be in the fetal position crying.
What were they saying about her?
They called her a birther. The only thing she's good for is just, you know.
No, boy.
Yeah, and then they were like, good riddance, goodbye. They said, what the hell did you even do for 4 years? And somebody said, I'm sorry, who? We've never even seen you. You just walk around. And they're just like, all you care about is your hair and makeup. You haven't done anything for the White House. Somebody said, bring back the Rose Garden. Oh, my God. They were
I can't even imagine the pressure that a president goes through, you know, because you get it from every side. But I would be so relieved leaving there tomorrow. Wouldn't you? If I went through, you know, all the scrutiny that they've gone through over the past 4 years, I'd just get the heck out of there. I'd just go live my life.
Well, I was watching the whole Barack Obama, Michelle, because I like them. I know, again, I'm sorry, but I do like them. But she was saying, like, she missed driving. She just couldn't stand not driving.
Yeah.
And, in fact, when Ellen interviewed her, she was just driving a car around the White House.
A lot of former presidents, though, they say that when you leave the White House and things get kind of back to normal, they're never really normal. But when they kind of do, that is the most refreshing feeling ever.
Well, and that's why, because Biden, I guess, wanted Michelle Obama to be vice president or whatever. And she's like, oh, hell no, I'd never go back there.
Yeah, why go back?
Yeah, so she's like, she loves her life now. And she's like, I would never go back.
I mean, you've got former president like George Bush. I mean, he went back to Texas and just went back to a ranch or whatever. And they say that's so refreshing to them because all of a sudden they become somewhat normal. Not, you know, you're not at the White House at least and everybody's down your throat on something. But
yeah,
I'd get the heck out of there. It's like, okay, I did it. I lived it. All right, move on.
Peace out. Yeah.
Right, just go.
It's not like an athlete that they still try to be a commentator.
No.
Stuff like that. You know?
The road, man.
Yeah,
it's like, okay, you can have this thing.
No, what a nightmare.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice. BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Jamie's got a game plan for today. This is pretty crazy. Now the show is called what now?
It's called Bling Empire. Yeah. So, and I posted on Jamie's Bravo Bunch, which is, you know, the thing we're only supposed to be watching Bravo, but this is a Netflix show. It's called Bling Empire. And it's a whole thing about following these really, really like crazy, crazy rich Asians. I know that's that movie, but these people, they say it puts the housewives to shame. The richest housewife has $75 million, which is Lisa Vanderpump.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty good.
That's pretty good. Yeah right. But these girls have $600 million, and then her dad is worth $3.1 billion.
Okay.
And she's worth $600 million.
All right, and they say that if you start watching, you can't stop, right?
You can't stop.
I'm looking at it right now, and it looks like there's 8 episodes.
Yeah.
Okay. They vary from 35 minutes to 41 minutes long. So you're looking at probably a good, you know, over 4 hours.
Well, actually, the guy from GQ said that he watched it for 6 hours. I don't know what the whole time is, but he said that he couldn't stop. And now last night, I stayed up until 11 watching Below Deck.
Yeah.
Because it's a new episode. And that's 11. I have too many reality shows and too many things to see. I'm going to be 800 pounds. So here's my new, my 600-pound life. That's the new show I'll be on. But I have a new plan.
What's that?
I'm only going to allow myself to watch Bling Empire if I'm on the treadmill.
Okay.
That's my plan.
And your treadmill works.
It just doesn't incline, but it stays, you know, it's flat.
Okay.
That'll work.
But it'll still pick up the speed and stuff. Okay. So
now, are you having wine and
eating
and doing all that while you're on the treadmill too?
Yeah, it's a slow pace.
But at least you're moving.
Yeah, but at least I'm up. I'm not sitting on my couch watching 6 hours of TV.
No, I get it.
So I made myself a promise. The only, because I did this a long time ago when I was skinny. I'd only watch Bravo if I was walking on my treadmill, and it worked. Like you did, because you're at least up, right? Okay, I mean, I did have glasses of wine while I was walking, but I can do that.
Yeah, you were still moving. Yeah.
Well, it looks like you're going to get about a 5-hour workout today.
I know, right?
Yeah. You're going to be so sore tomorrow.
They say that you can't stop watching it. It's so good, this Bling Empire. They're literally, like, everybody's sold me on it.
I'm a little scared to watch it. I am. I'll admit that.
Why?
Because it's addicting. I don't want to be sitting on my couch and all of a sudden it's 1 o'clock in the morning.
I know. My girlfriend stayed up till 3 a.m. last night watching it.
Yeah.
Watching the whole thing. I don't want to watch all of it at once because then you're bummed because then it's over.
Yeah.
You know when everybody binge watches these things and then it's over, you're like,
And then you got to wait a year for them to release the next one.
I wonder what compels somebody that's worth $3 billion to do a TV series like this. Because you would think that maybe it is because you have everything. And the only thing you don't have is a TV show.
So you're just bored?
So you're bored. Yeah. You got $3 billion. And it's not like money that they've won the Mega Millions tonight and just came into. They've been born with this. Their family has it wherever they're from. And it's just part of their empire, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And they know nothing but this. That's all they know.
That's all they know is just how to live with $3 billion.
So I guess that if you were raised that way and you know nothing else, then a TV show is what you don't have, and that's what you want.
Well, fame, right?
Yeah.
So I get it. I'm so excited. Again, it's called Bling Empire, and it's on Netflix, and the guy that watched it from GQ said he took 6 hours. But with my treadmill BJ, I'm going to be like such a ripped and shredded awesome sauce. And they're like, Jamie, how'd you get so ripped and shredded?
Yeah.
I watch Bling Empire on my treadmill.
Yeah, back to back.
Right?
Cover to cover.
I'm excited about it. Are you going to watch it?
I don't know. I probably won't watch it as quick as you guys do.
I feel like you're not going to watch it at all.
Well, I probably won't watch it today.
I don't feel like you have enthusiasm.
I might get around to it.
I don't feel like you have
the... Once football's over, he'll probably watch it maybe. There's a chance.
Here's what I'll do.
Yeah. And by the way, you're supposed to be walking and doing stuff.
Yeah, I know. If I win the Mega Millions tonight, I'll watch it just so I can get some tips on how to spend my money. Okay? So there you
perfect.
Go. There you go. If I win the big lottery tonight, then I'll start watching it.
Okay.
Because I'll feel like I fit in then. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But other than that, I don't know if I'll get around to it.
Yeah, probably not.
BJ and Jamie.
Jamie, you were talking about the Bling Empire on Netflix.
Yes.
I saw a car, and the reason I say this is because this was a very expensive car, okay? But I don't understand certain people. I saw a car this morning. It looked like it was brand new because it still had the temporary tag mm-hmm. on it, right? It's a Mercedes. It's one of the upper series. I think is it C class or L class? Yeah, got to be $75,000-$80,000 car, right?
Yeah,
at least maybe even more than that. Had a big bumper sticker on it.
What?
Had a bumper
sticker. No.
Mm. It only had two or three. Let me name the bumper stickers. I don't get people that do this.
Come
this
on.
Is an $80,000 car, okay, at least. The bumper sticker said, big bumper sticker. It said, "I believe," and then it had a picture of Sasquatch. Bigfoot.
Are you kidding me?
No way.
On an $85,000 brand new car.
Okay?
And then on the other side of the window, it had a bumper sticker that said, "I love sharks."
What? What is going on?
They're all over the map.
Yeah.
Do you think I was judging as I passed this car this morning? I'm looking at it going, what the hell?
Yeah.
You went out and spent that kind of money for that kind of beautiful car. Beautiful car. And you slap a bumper sticker on it in the first week that says, "I believe in Bigfoot."
I feel bad because I have the my kids on the honor roll thing.
Oh.
I am not putting it on my car. I am not.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. Yeah. I can't.
I'd be the same way, though.
I just can't.
I think the only bumper sticker that you can actually put on a car these days, and there was a time when bumper stickers were a big deal, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't, I guess, taboo. But today, it feels like it is to a degree. I think you can put the maybe a sticker on there that you climbed a 14er.
Yeah, those you can do. Those are cool. And then, like, if you're a Jeep person, we put, like, everywhere all the trails you've gone on in your Jeep,
mm-hmm.
you can do that. Or,
that's
like,
good.
I have on my Jeep, I have a Ouray sticker on there.
Yeah.
There's certain things you put on there that look kind of cool.
Right.
Very cool. In fact, I don't really care for a bumper sticker at all, but there are certain things that do pass.
Well, and Jeep did a really great job with the trails
mm-hmm.
because it's like a badge that you put on there, and then you fill in all the trails.
Yeah, it's like a checklist. Yeah. It's awesome.
And it fits for a Jeep.
Right.
It really does fit for a Jeep.
I'm not doing the honor roll thing.
Nah.
My kid handed it to me, and he goes, "You probably don't want to put this on your car, do you?" And I go, sure I do. No, I don't. I'm like, I'm so proud of you. Of course I want to slap that sucker on there.
I saw one day where it said, "My kid didn't come close to the honor roll." Maybe you put that one on.
Now, are we all done with the families? Is everybody done with the stick families?
Oh, no, they're still everywhere.
Well, you still see them, but I don't know if anybody new's coming on board. I see what you're saying.
Yeah, I just,
people that have them on there, they've been on there for a while.
Yeah, but...
But I think we are done with that one.
I told you I saw the saddest one. It was just a girl with four cats.
Oh.
Stick cats?
Yeah, it was like one girl, and she had four stick cats.
Yeah.
Oh, I felt so bad for her.
All right, Spadil comes rolling into the studio. He's all excited this morning because his makeover continues on. Now he's looking at, a workout session? What the hell are you doing?
Yeah, it looks like I'm going to get some personal training.
What?
Get some muscles, baby.
Are you kidding me? Wow. No way.
Yeah, with Vasa Fitness.
Yeah.
And a personal trainer.
And a personal trainer 2 days a week plus a membership.
Now, has the personal trainer seen you yet?
No, he doesn't
because
know what he's working
he
with yet.
Yeah, he might have bitten off a little too much here. Because, I mean, he's going to look at you, and his job is to put some weight on you, I guess, a muscle, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's a big order.
That means you got to eat some veggies.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah, you need to change up that diet a little bit for processed
no
foods.
No more Chick-fil-A.
It's just flying through you.
Yeah. Well, I got to eat a lot more protein for sure.
And the other thing you have to do is make sure you wear the deodorant that you just bought for the first time at 30 years old.
Yeah.
At 31.
I remember to wear it this morning.
Yay!
That's good. First day with deodorant.
Yay!
All right, so you're going to start this workout when?
I haven't gotten back on that part yet. I'm still working out the details, but it's going to be 2 days a week, and I'm going to be going hard.
Wow.
2 days a week.
Ripped and shredded Schmadil.
13 weeks, was it?
Yeah.
13 weeks, twice a week. That should do some...
It's going to change you a lot.
It should be an improvement for you.
Yeah, that's like 3 months.
I had a personal trainer, and it does make a difference.
Yeah.
And then he had bad breath, and I had to quit.
Yeah.
Because he'd leaned over me when I was, doing the bench press, and he's like... But, I mean, he was hot and stuff, but man, did he smell.
Yeah, but you can't work out when you're throwing up.
No,
it's just not good.
Yeah. No, but hopefully these guys brush their teeth.
I'm sure they do.
Yeah.
Boy, look at you. You got a hair appointment today.
Oh, you do with
Ergun. Hair by Ergun. Go to etdenver.com if you need haircuts, extensions, color. He does it all. Hair King of Denver.
And you're a couple of months into your perfect teeth.
Yep.
You know, with the Invisalign.
Yep, and that's going really well. I just got my anchors on, so now it's really going fast.
Yeah, and then the personal training on top of that, plus
look
you celebrated
you.
A birthday yesterday.
Yeah.
Look at, he's on
got
fire.
Got deodorant. I mean, look
Kids
at all the
fire.
Life changes that he's making.
Yeah.
And what did you do on your birthday?
I just played World of Warcraft. Drank some whiskey.
Yeah.
There's nothing to do.
Well, you can't change everything in your life just yet.
Yeah.
You know what? That's too drastic.
Yeah. I mean, I literally just sat in my basement for 2 days straight.
One step at a time.
You're sitting watching video games and playing video games and drinking whiskey?
Oh, yeah.
You know what? Who am I to judge? I'm going to drink wine and watch Bling Empire.
You're right.
Who are we to judge?
You're exactly. Happy birthday.
Yeah, right.
Hope you had a great birthday.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
I love autocorrect. Let me read you a text that's very angry.
Okay.
Non-keep people can't stand keep people. You and your stupid keep wave.
What?
I think they meant Jeep.
Oh.
Not keep.
Oh, Jeep.
Yeah, somebody else said, oh my gosh, Jamie, I named my keep Snoopy. Why is it auto-correcting all these people?
I don't know. It's weird.
From Jeep to Keep. I wrote something on Jamie's Bravo Bunch and about Erica Jane starring in on Schitt's Creek, and they changed it to Schmitz.
Schmitz Creek.
Yeah. Now that one I get, but all these people are texting the word Jeep, and it's all changing it to Keep.
Yeah, you would think it would be the other way around.
Yeah,
somebody wrote in Keep, and it changed it to Jeep.
Right? Mm-hmm. It's so weird. All right, friends, there's something trending on TikTok, and I don't even get it. But I never get what's trending, but this one is like going, it's thousands upon thousands and thousands, and even the New York Times is getting in on the action, so you know it's actually, when we say trending sometimes, only a few people have seen it, but this is a real deal. I guess on TikTok, the big surge is sea shanty songs.
What exactly is that?
I don't know.
All right.
I had Schmidl do some investigative reporting, and I said, Schmidl, I just found this article. It says that everybody's talking about sea shanty songs. Some of the comments are, sea shanty talk is what we all need in 2021. It says, 2021 is the year of the sea shanty. The New York Times says, actually, it's whaling songs. They're not sea shanty. But then you went on TikTok, and you said they're all over it?
Yeah, it's the thing. I mean, it's the songs that you sing while you're at sea.
I don't know any songs I sing at sea.
Well, it appears that you put the right person on it because when he came in here and you told him about that, he seemed to know about it.
Oh, okay.
You know, Schmidl took over this little project. What do you got there, Schmidl?
Well, I saw a video over the weekend. It's two brothers driving in a car, and the brother in the passenger seat loves this sea shanty song, and the other brother who's driving is like, this song's stupid. But then they keep playing it, and he just kind of falls in love with it, and that's one of the viral videos with this song.
Do you have it?
Yeah.
Oh,
that was an email.
There once was a ship that put to sea, and the name of the ship was the Billy O.T. The winds blew hard, a bow dip down, blow me bully boys, blow. Soon may the weatherman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tugging is done, we'll take our leave and go. She had not been 2 weeks from shore when down on her a wreck well bore. The captain called all hands and swore he'd take that whale in tow. Soon may the weatherman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tugging is done, we'll take our leave and go.
I was into it.
I
was
doing it. I like it. No wonder they're taking off. They're all feel-good songs.
There's various songs, though, right? This isn't the only one, right?
No, there's all kinds, I guess.
Yeah, there's
a bunch of sea shanties, but the one that's taken off is called the Wellerman, which is what this one is.
I like it. You know, doesn't it put you in a good mood?
Does. Makes me a little seasick.
There once was a ship that put to sea, and the name of the ship was the Billy O' T. The winds blew hard, a boat dipped down, blow me bully boys, blow. Soon may the weatherman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tugging is done, we'll take our leave and go. She had not been 2 weeks from shore when down on her a right whale bore. The captain called all hands and swore he'd take that whale in tow. Soon may the weatherman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tugging is done, we'll take our leave and go.
I think it's even better for your drinking.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm a pirate.
It's supposed to be a pirate song,
We have a whole collection of Australian songs. There's a guy from the Outback. He sings a whole CD. And so we everybody has their own stupid songs, right? I mean, what do you guys have? Well, you have the low, 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 low.
Like the low, low, low. I'm a big fan of the low, 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 King Supers. But I do fave.
I know. Well, you're not alone. Somebody texted us and said that their husband can be completely asleep, and all of a sudden the King Supers low, low, low song comes on. It wakes him up, and he starts singing it. Low,
low, low, low, low. Here I go. I'm going low, 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 low. I've got 16 minutes of that. That's all it says.
So everybody has their dumb songs. All right, anyway, I've been talking about it all morning, and I hate to do this to you, but I'm just super duper excited about this new show that's coming on Netflix. Hold on, I'm going to my Bravo Bunch because somebody binge watched the whole thing. And it's called Bling what?
Bling Empire.
Bling Empire. And people are saying it's a... Somebody binge watched the whole thing. They said it was a little awkward at times because the one guy keeps looking into the camera. And it, so that part's because, you know, they've never done this before. Mm-hmm. And so they're not used to it. And it said it's a little awkward. I binged the whole thing, so it's good. But the folks are very clearly a bit awkward on camera. There's a guy named Kevin, and he seems obsessed with a gal named Kelly. It makes my skin crawl out of my skin. But outside of that, and the horrible plastic surgery, it's a great show to watch. And it makes the rest of the housewife shows look like peasants. So people really love the show on Netflix.
Yeah, you got to figure, too, that when you get to regular housewives, they've got to be so jealous of the show.
Oh, my God, for sure.
Yeah, because, I mean, here they are. They're going to look like they live in, you know, a trailer park or something.
Well, and what we know from all the housewives is a lot of them go bankrupt because they try so hard on that show.
Yeah.
And then they just fly through their money because
Or they don't have the money that they say they do.
Exactly.
Not even close.
It's a true story. Anyway, so Bling Empire on Netflix. I know I keep talking about it, sorry, but I have a plan. I'm gonna walk on my treadmill and watch all the episodes, be super skinny. And
sounds so like a good plan.
You know what? This is like the most awkward comment, right? It says, Jamie, will you please stop calling yourself fat? Sure, you have a few pounds to lose, but stop calling yourself fat.
It's like a backhanded compliment. What is that?
It's like, what was that? Oh my God.
They're trying not to insult you, but then they wind up insulting you.
It's like, tip it. Don't even write me, you bastards. My God. All right. Anyway, Ellen had on Justin Timberlake. And guess what, friends? We finally know the name of his new baby boy. Here it is.
Yeah, I'll tell you his name. His name is Phineas. And he's awesome and he's so cute and nobody's sleeping. But we're thrilled, you know?
So he's Phineas Timberlake?
I guess. Man. I don't know. I just can't get over it because we watched Phineas and Ferb, and that was just a show. You know how you get like a name stuck in your head, it means?
I kind of feel like that possibly Justin watched that.
Maybe. Maybe he loved Phineas and Ferb. You know what I'm
saying? I mean, where else would you get the name?
I know. Maybe he did. It was a good show. See, it's about these two little kids, and they did all these weird things behind their parents' back, and their parents never saw it, but their sister always saw it, and she'd be like, Mom! And then her mom would come out and everything would be gone. And they'd be like, what are you talking about? So it's really about giving a girl mental illness because they make her feel crazy.
Turning her into a snitch.
Yeah, but she just feels crazy because it's always missing when she, anyway. All right, let's hear. What else do I have? Joe Exotic is hoping to get pardoned by the president. They say the president is going to he's going to pardon like over 100 people.
Yeah, that was a lot.
How can you find 100 people to pardon?
Yeah, I don't know.
Another one is Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne's gonna be off the hook. That's good because he sings so good. guess Lil Wayne was caught on a jet with a loaded handgun and some ammunition, some cocaine, some ecstasy, and one other thing that I'm missing, something else.
Well, the world doesn't need Lil Wayne locked up.
No.
Okay? So I'm all for this.
That's just a typical Tuesday for him,
right?
Anyway.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I guess he's going to get out, but Joe Exotic really wants to get out, and like you said, they're having a party for him.
Yeah, they're going to have a party. They're planning a party because they're saying that that he will get the word sometime later on today, although nobody's confirmed that. So it could be a party pooper. Just saying.
Yeah, it sure could be. I don't know.
I mean, there they are with all the balloons. You know, those. So you got to figure they got stuffed tigers at the party, right?
Oh, yeah.
So what are you going to do with all this stuff if he doesn't get pardoned today? Because if he doesn't get it today, he's done. He's in prison for the rest of his life.
Oh, I was just thinking, American Furniture Warehouse should hire him to do appearances. Mm-hmm. That'd be great. People would get their picture taken with him on a couch.
Yeah,
that would be awesome.
The couch is only $3.99 right now. Yeah, I don't know.
That's a deal.
It is. Let's see here. The Bachelor was on last night, and here is Carson to tell you more about that.
Well, there was a lot of dumbness last night, including what they had to do on the group date, which was create their own love novel, which really got intense and kind of weird.
I think love novels, it's more like erotica.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What just happened?
Well, you would call that a love novel, right?
No.
Are you saying you watched it?
I had to pull the audio, so I did watch it, yeah.
I thought, wait a minute. So you spent your birthday yesterday playing video games, drinking whiskey, and watching erotica with The Bachelor?
Got a little drunk, yeah. Ooh, sounds like a good night, right?
Wow. All right, so each girl wrote a little paragraph or something?
Yeah, what their first night with Matt would be.
Oh, God.
Like, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
And then they read them?
And then they read them in front of everyone.
All right, here's a little bit of it.
Oh, my God, mine is not like any of these people's. These girls are a little too vanilla. The king and queen were celebrating their royal engagement. He kissed her neck and then... and... pulling her hair while she... her legs quivered as she... and he knew her... were fake, like the girls from his past. She pushed him onto his back, so she...
Well, that was really good audio, don't you think?
I guess she had to be there, drinking whiskey, celebrating your birthday in order to enjoy it.
How old are you now?
31.
31 in the uncle's basement. Woo! Watching The Bachelor.
Yeah,
it is a good day, good day. Let's see here. There's a whole thing that's out right now, you guys. And I know this one guy is like a really far right guy, James O'Keefe. But I don't know how he did this. He was at a bar with a bunch of Twitter employees, okay? This guy was. And he's doing this undercover whole thing. And the Twitter people basically told him, we look and read at everything that's on your phone. We know everything that's on everybody's phones. Even stuff that's not on Twitter, they know about. And these guys are hammered. They're all going to get fired from Twitter for sure. But they're saying it on tape. Twitter didn't really deny it. Twitter said... what'd they say? They said a lot of it might be true, except for it was highly exaggerated by a bunch of drunken idiots. That was their like official statement. All right, here's the drunken idiots.
We can actually read your DMs.
So all your sex messages and your like pics are on my server now.
No?
Yeah. All your illegitimate wives and like all the girls you've been f***ing around with, you're on my server now.
Oh my God.
I'm gonna send it to your wife. I've seen you in your divorce.
Is that crazy?
Whoa.
Wow.
So they can see all your... I mean, I don't know why they'd want to read all of them. You know, it's like, hey, buddy. Hey, mom. I'm up. Okay, good. Isn't that weird? But
it is.
This whole social media thing, you guys, is getting a little crazy. Everybody's really realizing, I think, what kind of power these people have. I don't think it really dawned on us because we just use it for fun and stuff like that. But now we're seeing it in a different light. And it's really, It's bigger than we thought. I mean, we knew it was big, but this is kind of crazy.
Yeah, this is almost creepy level, though.
Yeah, right? Mm. Where he says, like, I can see all your girlfriends and I can contact your wife.
Whoever you're messing around with.
It's like,
you know, and it might be the demise of social media in certain platforms.
I agree with you.
It really might be, because I think a lot of people are backing off now.
Yeah. I don't know. I try to put different stuff on Twitter that, you know, maybe fun, because I feel like Twitter is just nothing but political nightmares. And so I try to do fun stuff. Like yesterday, you know what I tweeted?
What'd you tweet?
Well, I bought some new scissors.
All right.
But I didn't have scissors to cut open my scissors.
Well, that's a problem.
That is a problem.
How do you fix that?
What the hell? Why in the hell will you sell me scissors that are like so locked into plastic? And I'm like, are you kidding me? The reason why I bought you is because I need you. And so I'm talking to the scissors like a lunatic after a few White Claws. And I'm like, oh my God, this is so stupid. And so then I got a big knife and I started cutting it.
Yeah, I'm a little scared. When you posted that and I saw that big knife through it, I was like, look, you didn't chop off your fingers.
And it got caught. It got stuck in there. And then I did what you were talking about. I put my fingers in it and it cuts your fingers on that hard plastic. Oh my God. But you know what, people? A life hack I just learned?
Yeah.
This is crazy. People said use a can opener to open plastic.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Oh. I never thought about that.
Like...
Well, if it came to the edges, you could easily do it. But I don't know. Some of it is packaged, you know, like a lot of cardboard there. So I don't know how you get to it.
I don't either. But they said everybody was posting can opener, can opener, can opener. Huh. That's what you do.
That's smart. I'll have to give it a try.
Oh, look. Shmadil's looking at a YouTube video.
Oh.
It looks like it works pretty good.
It's called Open Tough Packaging with a Can Opener.
Yeah.
We'll post that for you.
Who would have thought?
Yeah, we'll post that for you. All right, there you go. Tablet trash.
BJ and Jamie Morning Show at 9:07.
BJ and Jamie.
Beep, 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 Alice 105.9, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Going to be a nice day today, near 50 degrees for a high, near 60 for tomorrow. But I guess it's supposed to be really breezy tomorrow.
Sure it is.
Yep, yep, yep. The winds are back.
Yep, sure they are.
According to the meteorologist who blew it so badly last week, they're claiming it's back again this week.
I'm not believing anything anymore. Because remember, we're supposed to have these hurricane force winds that next day that were supposed to be worse than the first day that blew trampolines and all that. Nothing. It didn't even go... Nothing.
Well, eventually you got to get it right.
Yeah.
So maybe tomorrow's their day.
So what, you just keep throwing it out there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Eventually it's got to hit, right?
You know what? I like your prediction. Optimism.
Right. All right. It's inauguration week, and I guess Garth Brooks is going to perform. Do you see this?
Yeah, I did see that.
Garth is going to be at the inauguration. Lady Gaga, J-Lo, and many others.
Oh, no.
What's that?
Do you think he's bringing Trisha?
Can he go without her? Are you kidding me? Absolutely.
Oh, no, I just thought of you. Now you ruined Garth Brooks for me, by the way, because I was excited, but then I just thought how much you detest Trisha. But there's no way he can go to the White House and not let her sing.
There's no way.
Let that happen.
In fact, I would guess... The only reason they're going to the White House is because of her. That it's not exactly him. You know, he's a fairly strong Republican. You know?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
He really is. And he's only missed, and this is the weird part about it, and people are giving him somewhat, I guess they're calling him a hypocrite and different things, because he's only missed two presidents over the past several years that for the inauguration, and both are Republicans. So it's kind of weird that he is actually going.
Well, his wife is obviously a Democrat.
Exactly. It's Trisha Yearwood.
Well, he did put out a statement, and he said, this is not political. I'm not singing to be on any side, any kind of politics. This is just about unity.
I agree with that.
What he said. So,
you know what? I agree with that. I think that if I were ever invited to the White House, I would go no matter who's in office.
Oh, hell yeah.
Wouldn't you?
Of course I would.
You know, that's why I don't understand some of these people that get invited to the White House. They've stayed out for the past 3 or 4 years, decided they're not going to go because that Trump guy's there. I don't care who's president. If I'm invited to the White House, by golly, I'm going to show up.
It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. Right? Yeah. You may never get that offer again.
I would snoop.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
I would try to get into the private living quarters.
Yeah.
You know, I'd be like, what's Melania? Yeah. What you
like,
do?
Leave the tour that you're on and just go straight
just
off.
Just go into the living quarters. Yeah.
Yeah.
And just see, like, Donald's soiled undies.
And I got to figure that you can do that if you're invited to the White House. You know what I'm saying? That you have the access to do that. I heard a guy over the weekend talking about the difference between he had taken the White House tour and he'd also had an invite to the White House, and he's been to both. And he says the areas you get to go into and those dirty underwear that you get to see.
Yeah, what?
Yeah. Those. I got a feeling you can actually do that if you go get invited to the White House.
Because I think
you got to run to the place.
You're not allowed in the family quarters.
Oh, I think you are.
No way.
Oh, yeah. You're down in the laundry room.
No, so everybody's really upset with Melania because they said that she's not giving the First Lady a tour of the White House. But my thought is, don't you think the Bidens know their way around the White House?
They've been there. They were there for 8 years.
I feel like she already, you know, knows how to get around the place, you know? But everybody's really upset. They're like, maybe she said, hey, I already know the place and the layout. You don't need to give me a tour. That's weird.
Just take a break. I got this.
Yeah. You know, she already, what's her name?
Jill.
Jill.
Dr. Jill.
Oh, that's right. She's been around there. She's like, I know more nooks and crannies than you do. I've been around there.
Yeah, for 8 years.
Yeah. So
not just four.
I do think it's weird that the president of the United States is bailing before the inauguration. I think that's so weird.
Yeah.
It's never happened in presidential history ever. And he's like, yeah, I don't need to see that. Yeah. He's just leaving. I'm like, oh my God.
I'm telling you, it's just like that movie. The one with the, what's his name, where he walks by and takes his lamp
the jerk. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just like that movie. I'm taking this. I'm leaving. I'm taking this. Never be back here again. See you guys.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what I want him to do, but I don't want him to do that. It just feels awkward to me. You know, like he's just such a, I don't know. Like, I'm out of here.
I think he sabotaged stuff too today.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
He's got like booby traps
on there. Like Home Alone?
Yeah. You do that. You walk around the place and you set booby traps for the incoming people.
So marbles on all the stairs.
Yeah, Biden's got to step on some Hot Wheels and it's going to send them flying.
Right?
Yeah, you put a dead fish in the ceiling.
Oh, that thing
starts stinking in about 2 weeks. And Joe Biden's going, what the hell is that smell?
Yeah.
What is that smell?
You open a door, a bucket of water falls on your head.
Yeah, you just booby trap the place.
Oh, God.
I think there's a reason we've never been invited to the White House. We're thinking like this.
I agree.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Jamie, did you hear the story earlier this morning about Schmidl being invited to a dinner for his birthday?
Wait, what?
Schmidl being invited to a dinner for his birthday.
Oh, yeah, I heard that.
Schmidl had a friend who invited him to a dinner for his birthday last night. But the only reason he invited him is because he was fighting with his girlfriend, the friend that is, right?
And because he also knew that Schmidl has a gift card.
Yeah, $100.
On top of that, they go to Garden Grace, or they're going to Garden Grace. Schmidl has a gift card for $100. So this schmuck wants Schmidl to use his $100 to pay for dinner.
I'm not sure I'm by the whole story, to be honest with
you.
I feel like he didn't have anybody invite him anywhere.
No, my friend Kevin. From Boulder.
Kevin
from Boulder, who buys suits in Hong Kong.
This morning it was Larry from Longmont.
I'm just saying, the whole story sounds a little fishy.
And when you come up with a story like that, you got to make them rhyme. You need Billy from Boulder.
Yeah,
you
right?
know, from Larry from Longmont.
Yeah. That's how you make a story great.
Right.
Yeah.
That's it. Adds spice to a story. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I think what happened is Schmidl really didn't have anybody or anything to do on his birthday. And so he wanted to make up like, no, I have a friend that wanted to invite me somewhere, but I didn't go because they were fighting and I don't know. And then here's the only restaurant I know of.
Yeah, yeah, you got a friend, all right. His name's Jack Daniels.
Yeah, that's okay. You know what? You're right, though. There's nowhere to go. You had a good birthday. If you wanted to celebrate it that way by drinking Jack Daniels and playing your video games, if that is what makes you happy.
Yeah, it's fine with us. I mean, it's sad, but it's fine with us.
I had a good time.
It's not sad if it's not sad to him, right? Anyway, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, big drawing tonight. The Mega Millions is worth a lot of money, folks, so get your tickets.
Oh, I like this name, Third Wheel Schmidl.
That's what I
it's got
you.
A ring to it. Yeah,
that's what I called you this morning. Third Wheel Schmidl. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So anyway, the Mega Millions, like you were saying, $850 million. That drawing is tonight, and it's only $2 a ticket.
$850 million.
Yep.
Wow.
It won't be yours if you don't play.
No, it won't.
Nope.
Hopefully more than one ticket wins tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Divvy it up a little bit.
You don't want to see one person get all that, do you?
If it's you, you do.
that is the truth.
I'd be fine sharing with a couple of people.
Yeah.
Yeah, that could be
a lot of money. That'd be a big headache, right?
$850 million.
Then Powerball tomorrow night's another, over $700 million, I think it is.
7:30 tomorrow. Woo! Yeah. So
get your tickets and good luck to you. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Have a great day, everybody. Enjoy your Tuesday that feels like a Monday. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.